Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Last time I was with you, we were talking about this series called Living by Faith. Turn with me. You got your Bible? You ready? Turn with me over to Luke, the 18th chapter. We've covered a number of things in this series already. If you haven't been with us, let me encourage you to take advantage of the previous parts. You can go online, download all of it. It won't cost you anything. You can get a hard copy in the church, a CD or DVD. And saints that have been here, would it be worth their time to listen to it, to feed on it? I believe it will. I'm confident that it'll be worth more to you than most of the shows you would watch on TV. So maybe drop one of them and just watch this instead and get built up. You know, you can tell the spiritual content of a thing by the after test. What's after test? How do you feel after you get through watching it or reading it or going there and being a part of it? Do you feel more built up? Do you feel edified? Do you feel more excited about the things of God? Do you feel closer to the Lord? Or do you feel tired and like maybe you need a shower? You know what I'm talking about? The after test. And that's just a side thought there. Luke 18, are you there? Luke 18 and about verse 8. Luke 18:8, I just want you to notice a specific phrase here. The last part of this verse says, "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?" When the Son of Man comes, shall he find what?
Faith.
Faith on the earth. Why would this be said? Is faith common or rare? This is a truth we need to get understanding on. A lot of folks have the idea that we all have faith. Everybody believes. And people talk about, well, what's your faith? And they tell them what denomination they are or what religion they are. Well, we all have faith. But that's not what the Scripture teaches. What we should do is qualify. Someone says, well, what about Romans 12? It says, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. The Young's literal translation, that's Romans 12:3. It says, to each God did deal a measure of faith. To each God did deal a measure of faith. Someone says, well, see there, everybody has faith. No, everybody had the opportunity to have faith. Everybody had the ability to have faith. And then if you have fed that faith and used that faith, then whatever measure of faith you have now, it's been by the grace of God. But we have to read other scriptures. 2 Thessalonians 3:2, if you'd put that up on the screen. 2 Thessalonians 3:2 says, pray that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Or the NIV says, not everyone has faith. How do you deal with those two scriptures? God's dealt to everyone a measure of faith. Not everyone has faith. It's not complicated. You remember Jesus told the story, what we call the parable of the talents. And two of the individuals took what the Lord gave them and used it, and it grew and became more.
That's
Remember that? But one guy, what'd he do? He didn't use it at all. He buried it. If you bury something, what difference is it going to make in your life? Are you using it at all? So it's absolutely possible that God could give you something, but you don't use it. And if you don't use it, then you don't have it. I mean, it's available to you, but it's certainly not developed or producing anything in your life. And so we don't want to have this idea that everybody around us is full of faith and has strong faith. That's contrary to what we see throughout the gospel accounts and what Jesus dealt with everywhere he went. What was the struggle, if you will, that Jesus was involved with the people he interacted with as he walked down here on the earth? What again and again was he talking to them about? Faith and the lack of it. Not once, not twice, not five times, not 10 times. I mean place after place after place. Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Human beings are the same. Why would we think things have changed? Why would we think, well, we go to church, we've heard some good messages, all of us are full of faith. It'd be nice if it was true, but it's just not reality. Pausing for effect. And the one reason we need to talk about it is because people are believing wrong things, and they are assuming wrong things, and leaving faith, and attributing failures to God that have nothing to do with God. I mean, have you heard anybody say, you know, well, I tried that faith stuff. I prayed, I believed, I confessed and confessed and confessed, and it didn't work. There's been a bunch of folks. And so what is their conclusion? Well, maybe it wasn't God's will. Or that faith stuff doesn't work. Or it doesn't work for everybody. And here's the big thing people are missing. That's assuming you actually were in faith. Come on, can you see this? And that is where thousands are missing the mark. They're saying, I believed and didn't work, and it's just not true. They weren't in faith. They called it faith, but they were not in faith. Faith in God is real. And it's powerful. And it works. Every time. Every time. For everybody who does it. No exceptions. But there's a whole lot of stuff people are calling faith. And to those who don't know about faith, to them it sounds and looks like it is. And they didn't see results. So they decide, well, it must not be the will of God. Or maybe we don't know why, but it wasn't because of his mysterious ways. It wasn't his will for me to have it this way. Or that faith stuff, the way that it's been taught, is just, that's not right. Anything except I came short. And that's a problem because you know who gets the help? Who gets the grace? The humble. The humble are the only ones that get the help. And we've got to quit being prideful and trying to blame everybody else except us. Trying to blame other people. Oh, I've had people look at me, well, it's not my faith. I got the strongest faith you ever saw. Really? Really? I've had people talk to me like this before. I have faith. You can't tell me I don't have faith. And then they go year after year after year, getting worse and worse, and no results. Something's wrong. I said, something's wrong. Talking about the first part of this, just don't assume faith can't be the problem. Because I'm something of a faith whiz. This faith thing I've got. Just that attitude tells people who know about faith, honey, you don't. Or otherwise, you wouldn't even think that way. You wouldn't even talk that way. Well, we're all excited now, aren't we? Is it true that not everyone has faith? I read you scriptures. Is it, why would he say, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith in the earth? What does that tell you? It's rare. And it's precious. It's rare. And it's precious. Listen to other scriptures. 1 Peter 1:7 said, faith is much more precious than of gold. 2 Peter 1:1 again calls faith precious. It's precious. And it's a treasure to God. Faith pleases God. We see it demonstrated when Jesus was in the earth. And you don't see him oohing and over stuff. No. Do you? No. But you do see him saying, I hadn't seen faith like this. Amen. Is that right?
That's right?
Throughout the whole nation.
That's right.
And you know who's hearing this? All the religious leaders.
Yeah.
His own 12 disciples.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And he's saying, boys, now this is what I'm talking about. This is faith.
Amen.
He didn't say, y'all all got faith. You know, that's not the problem. We don't even need to talk about that. We're going to talk about these other things. No, everywhere he went, every situation just about that came up, you won't read many verses until you'll find something about faith. Let's remind ourselves. Let's remind ourselves. Go with me. Or you can just listen. We'll just read them. But in the gospel accounts, I want to remind you of some things that Jesus said. Matthew 8:26, what does he say to his disciples? Why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? Does that mean they're doing real good in faith? No. Now, who's he talking to? People who hear him preach and teach every day. Is that right? And what's he saying they're having trouble with? Faith. Their faith is weak. Their faith is small.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me